I have one question that I think might make your 2018 dramatically better and also more fun. First, I begin with that question, then a quick story, then the might be mighty part of the story. The question, what could happen in 2018 for which you would say a year from now, wow, that was awesome, but which right now you would say, I doubt that could ever happen. So why even think about it? That's the question. Dare you scribble a one-sentence answer? Go ahead. Not a traditional goal, not something you can control. Something out of the blue. Some person, idea, project, or partner who could, if you free your imagination, come to you by sheer and wonderful luck and plop itself right in front of you. So you could... what? Part 2, the story. The question came to me unbidden, so that when I asked it at a dinner party last week, I didn't even know my own answer. One person said she would love to run an organization that was dedicated to helping those born into poverty find a way up. One guy said that it was wildly fantastic, but he would love to have enough money to quit work and just sing because he loves to perform. For my part, I said, I'd love for a great mission-driven organization to discover me and say, we've heard about how you help people lead by too, and we'd love for you to build that for us inside our organization. Part 3. The might be mighty. Okay, so these are mighty dreamy, and what might be wonderful if it fell in place for you? Use your imagination. It costs less than a widow's mite. Okay, I couldn't resist all those mites. Now, of course, it might not happen. So an anti-poverty organization is probably not on the verge of discovering my PhD writer friend. A record company is probably not ready to knock on my shower singing friend's door. And a great learning organization probably won't read this email and call me in to talk. There's a mighty slim chance of any of these mighty awesome things happening. But here's the cool thing. If you let yourself imagine it, it might start to take you somewhere. My writer friend might let some board members know that she has a personal vision of ending poverty, or she might increase the pro bono work in her consulting firm. The middle-aged breadwinner in a white-collar job might very well start voice lessons, look for a band or just a music night, sing karaoke, or take an online lyrics writing class, because he has some mighty vision of entertaining and of the joy of singing. And as you know, I just did write today's Reading for Leading by publicly talking about my dream, and I'm now wondering, well, where might I find some rich soil where my dream could nestle like a mustard seed ready to sprout? In short, imagination might spur a little action, and as Goethe has been translated, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Dream and do to lead with your best self.